9:05, welcome back to the Chad Acey Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Online at KFYO.com. And don't forget about the Radio Pup app. Download it today, and you can listen to KFYO wherever you go. 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you dial in, the very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. You can send me an email, chat at KFYO.com. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Day 3 of early voting today, where you can head to the polls and vote in election 2014. And our coverage, our parade of candidates, continues today and tomorrow, by the way. And joining me right now to talk about his campaign for Railroad Commissioner, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner, Wayne Christian, back on the program. Mr. Christian, welcome
back.
Honored
to be with you, Chad. Honored to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming back on to the show. And tell us what people have been saying to you about the position of Railroad Commissioner as you've been traveling the state of Texas.
Well, the sad fact is, truthfully, a majority of the folks in Texas don't know what the Railroad Commission does.
I believe that.
And that's the danger. The danger is the Obama administration, as you're well aware, wants to stop our production of oil and gas and make Texas like California. And I think that's the fight. People understand that, but they don't tie the Railroad Commission, this race, to that tremendously important agenda that's against us from the federal government.
Yeah, and this is a very important race just because of that. You see where Texas, obviously the boom that we've had here in the state of Texas, down in the Midland area and throughout really the state, is under threat from this administration, and who knows what'll happen even after 2016.
There's no doubt. And the idea that people have is that we talk about the problems that are in the industry. Quite frankly, there are those problems we all agree to on their four candidates of the different things of permitting process needs to be quickened. We need other things done, make sure water is protected, all these things we agree on. What I think I bring to the table is a realization after being in government for a decade and a half is that the Obama administration, that what we have in Texas is largely because of those dollars that we can thumb our nose at the federal government and do what Texas wants to do, while other states have become dependent upon the federal government and have to bow to their every whim. And that is exactly what I'm out fighting right now, is to make people realize there is a bigger issue. Texas is number one in oil and gas. I trust our folks. We're the world's greatest producer in the last decade and in all of history. We don't want that to change, and to protect that, I believe, is the single most important issue of this campaign.
How can you use your experience to protect that?
The legislature, of course, funds the money. Money is government. Who gets the money gets the favors, gets what they want. Who doesn't get the money doesn't get what they want. So I'm the one person that understands the system. I don't have a learning curve. Every other candidate in this race will have to have a learning curve as anybody else that goes to a job new. I think the fight is so important right now that the experience I bring to the table of being able to walk across the street to the legislature, to meet with the energy chairman, to go over to PUC, to TCEQ, all these folks, and know how we come together to battle Uncle Sam and have proven results of having done so in days past.
What are some of the fights that you see? Obviously, the overreach of the federal government, but specifically, maybe, what fights do you see on the horizon, or even current fights right now?
Well, right now, the fact is that much of the money is being diverted in the legislature, or has over the last decade or two, away from the oil and gas industry that's coming from the oil and gas industry. Therefore, the Railroad Commission has an old antiquated computer that they're just now starting to address the problem. And secondly, our employees have their morale low across the state. We may not be doing proper inspections or adequate inspections at times. That puts us at threat for lawsuit from the federal government. I'm saying we need to make sure that when the oil and gas folks send their money to Austin, Texas, that first we take care of that preeminent industry that's bringing in $24 billion per year to the Texas economy before we go and send the money to handle maybe some legislator's private home little issues like a new bridge in the district or whatever. And the rerouting of dollars, I think, has harmed the Railroad Commission's capacity to be efficient to both the industry and protect the public.
Visiting with Wayne Christian, you can visit his website, christianfortexas.com. Let me ask you about something that has obviously come up quite a bit, maybe more so in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, some other places, but it's come up here in Lubbock, and that is fracking. Fracking, a major issue in the state. A lot of folks are looking at it. It's a controversial issue right now. As far as fracking goes, where do you see the future going with it?
Fracking is the positive in our future. It is what will make Texas on natural gas the number one producer on planet Earth of natural gas. Fracking has been proven time and time again to be safe, does not contaminate water, all the issues. Now understand back, why are we hearing all this? Why are we having the public elevated and concerned about fracking, which is a proven safe method that does not cause earthquakes, does not pollute groundwater? It's in fact almost impossible for that to occur. Why that's happening is, again, the Fish and Wildlife Department of the Obama administration, the EPA, are hand-in-hand with the Sierra Club and these environmental extremists. And you'll find every time there's an endangered species filing, it's the Sierra Club or some other group that the Justice Department is working with to shut down acreage across the state of Texas to being able to produce oil and gas. So this is a fight that the administration is packed up buddy-to-buddy with these environmental extremists that we must protect ourselves from.
Let me ask you about this. This was a story, I believe, maybe the Texas Tribune had the story a couple of days ago. It was involving fracking but also water and the fact that a lot of Texas is seeing a drought right now and the impact that fracking and drilling has had on water. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, indeed, number one, the Railroad Commission, and we should make sure we protect water in Texas. The fact is oil and gas totally across the state of Texas account for less than 3% of the fresh water use, period. And our industry, as has always been, when there's a problem, the free market industry, not big brother government, is able to come up with answers to the problem. And the problem is we need to learn to use the brackish water again to be able to, whatever methods that science can come up with, that the free market can develop, can solve the problems much faster than a government bureaucrat or some study at some university that the taxpayer has to pay for, that a bunch of liberal worldview professors come back and their answer is whatever the Sierra Club tells them. I think the Railroad Commission, as I've done in my legislative capacity for a decade and a half, should sit there, make sure, as they are saying, we need to develop ways to use less fresh water and have the free market assign that task to do it, and they will and have accomplished that in years past.
Visiting with Wayne Christian, you can visit his website, christianfortexas.com. As I said when introducing you, this is day three of early voting. A lot of folks heading to the polls. How do you separate yourself for those who are going to the polls today to cast their vote? This is a race that hopefully people have paid attention to, but as you stated earlier, a lot of folks who don't know much about the Railroad Commission. How do you separate yourself from the other candidates in this race?
I'm the one person, when I say something, has to be truthful, because you can prove in my 15 years of voting and being the immediate supervisory committee to the Railroad Commission, has experience, has a proven conservative, pro-business record. No other candidate in this race has that. They just have promises. And I remember a few years back when hope and change was promised in this country, and a lot of times the promises don't work out. I have the proven record of 14 years in the legislature and the Railroad Commission.
Wayne Christian, christianfortexas.com, where you can find out more information, see some of the other issues as well, including private property rights, water, and some of the other key issues out there. But obviously, oil, fracking, some of the big issues of the day out there. Wayne Christian, I appreciate you appearing on today's program.
Thank you. Appreciate your good work.
Have a good one out there.
You too.